Mental health on college campuses across the country are a hot topic lately, and the reasons make sense. In January, Penn State's Center for Collegiate Mental Health released its 10th annual report presenting key findings and policy implications in college mental health, and found that college students seeking treatment and the professionals who treat them continue to identify anxiety and depression as the most common concerns for seeking treatment among dozens of other concerns. Further, as with past years, the 2018 report found that self-reported lifetime prevalence rates of, quote, threat-to-self characteristics increased for the 8th year in a row. The general lack of resources for rural mental health is also a concern. The 2017 National Survey on Drug Use and Health determined that 19.1% of 18 and older residents of non-metropolitan counties had any mental illness, or AMI, defined as a mental, behavioral, or emotional disorder varying in impact from mild to severe impairment, including individuals with serious mental illness. To these ends, the Department of Health and Human Performance on the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce is attempting to tackle some of the mental health stigma issues prevalent among rural college students. This is undergraduate Jesus Medrano Palacios.
The name of it is called Break the Cycle, and we decided to name it that way because we have noticed that there's a big stigma about it of just talking about mental health, and especially among college students, and we decided that this name would be appropriate for the program that we're implementing here at A&M Commerce.
It's a four-week program that's open to interested parties, held on Wednesdays from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Rayburn Student Center on the A&M Commerce campus.
For instance, the first week, we're going to talk about Mental Health 101 and what is mental health. People sometimes don't know what it is, and it is important that we discuss that.
And then the second week will be, we definitely want to give information and resources and application.
This is Dr. Elizabeth Washira, who goes by Dr. E, a professor in the department.
So the second week will focus on mental health resources on campus, but outside of campus in the virtual world. And then the third week is now putting those into play, and how can I work on my mental wellness? How can I promote my personal health?
The last week is the simulation, so we're going to have some examples of what can happen, how we can work to solve those issues, where can we go as students, and how can we talk to other students about these issues.
Mm-hmm. Focus will be, what can we do about our mental wellness together? How can I play a role in somebody not being able to speak out? Maybe my responses to that person can stigmatize that person. How can I work to make sure that how I talk about mental illnesses, how I talk about anxiety, does not silence the people around me, to where if they are going through that, they say, oh, Elizabeth does not go for that, so we silence, and we can promote stigma without ever knowing we promote stigma.
Again, that was undergrad Jesus Medrano Palacios and Dr. Elizabeth Washira. The series of events will take place Wednesdays on October 23rd and 30th, and then November 6th and 13th. Registration information is at 903-886-5549. My visit with Jesus and Dr. E ran much longer than is represented here and covered additional topics related to mental health resources in rural Northeast Texas. That full interview can be found online at ketr.org. For KETR News, I'm Jared Knight.